And once again, it's time for the Madison Public Library Show with Lydia Rebine, and Lydia's in the studio with us again.
Hi there, Paul. How are you doing?
Good. Well, we missed the big snow. Otherwise, you would have walked over from the library to the radio station in a foot of snow.
I would have been waiting, basically, yes. But no, it was a non-event.
Yeah. And a lot of people are happy about that around here anyway.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. They're not feeling too happy in the Twin Cities, though. They got everything we missed.
That's right. Mm-hmm. 17 inches in Otana, I believe they said. So.
Yeah, well, they can keep it.
All right. Well, welcome to the studio again, and let's talk about what's happening at the Madison Public Library, Lydia.
And there are all kinds of things happening. February is coming up, and it's going to be a busy, busy month. So, first off, author, researcher, and lecturer Chad Lewis will be giving several library-sponsored presentations in our area in February. So, Sunday, February 11th, Lewis will present Paranormal Minnesota, Tales of Ghosts, UFOs, and Mysterious Creatures, featuring Minnesota's most bizarre paranormal topics, including alien abductions, haunted places, mysterious creatures, crop circles, and everything else weird and unusual. And Paranormal Minnesota will be presented February 11th at 2 p.m. at the Canby Public Library, at 4 p.m. at the Dawson Public Library, and at 6:30 in Madison at the Lacaparle Historical Center. Yep. We're partnering with the museum again because they've got some great spaces there for a meeting, so that'll be really nice.
I've interviewed Chad Lewis. He does a gangster thing, too, type thing.
Yes, he does.
And that was really interesting, too. So now he's on the paranormal.
Well, it's funny you should mention that, Paul, because he's doing two different presentations. He's doing another set of presentations on Monday, and they're going to be the gangster presentations. Yep. So, yes, Paranormal Minnesota is on Sunday. And then I seem to have messed up and not brought my dates with for the gangster tour.
Okay.
Oh, my goodness. Well, those are
be on the website, though.
Yes, those are going on the following day on Monday. And if you just go on to our Facebook pages, you can find the dates there. And we're going to be back next week because there's a fifth Tuesday.
Oh,
so we'll talk about it
then,
too. We'll get that in there.
Yeah, Chad is a very interesting person, that's for sure.
He is, and we actually have several of the books he's written on the paranormal topics at the library. So if anybody wants a little preview of that, they should come pick one up. Then on Saturday, February 17th, the Madison, Dawson, and Canby libraries will have canvas art painting classes. So you can learn to paint on canvas and create your own unique piece of art. Classes will be in Madison at 9 a.m., at Canby at 12 a.m., and at Dawson at 3 p.m. Those are all on February 17th. Okay. They're free classes, and all the supplies are provided.
So, free?
Yes. Wow. You don't have to pay anything for it, and you get a fun piece of art at the end.
You know my question about this canvas art painting? Mm-hmm. I've always wondered. I see it a lot on Facebook and stuff. A lot of people are doing it.
Yep.
Do you have to be artistic, or what if you can't draw a stick man? Can you still do that?
Yes. The point of those classes is to start at dead basic. If you don't know anything about art, this is the kind of class to take because they're going to go through very basic steps of how to do that sort of thing.
All right, good. So I can come then.
Yes, you can. and let's see. Then the big thing that I'm kind of excited for is going to be on Saturday, February 24th. And to celebrate 1,000 books before kindergarten, which is a library program, and also a program that a lot of the schools do, the Madison Library is partnering with the LQPV Early Childhood Initiative to host Build Your Own Buddy Book Adventure. So this Book Buddy Adventure program is an interactive story time connecting book characters to a stuffed animal workshop. During the workshop, children choose one special plush dog to get ready to go home with them. And to make the day extra special, Marianne Anderson and Doug and Sherilyn Bates will be at the program with their certified therapy dogs. So therapy dogs are wonderful for struggling or nervous readers because the children can read to them and they have this audience that's it's non-judgmental. And so they can sit there and read to the dog without having to worry about making mistakes.
Well, that's an interesting concept to read to a dog.
It is. And it's been very successful in boosting reading ability for children that have tried it. Right. So that is also a completely free program. It's for children ages infant to 7 years old. But pre-registration is required, and they have to be accompanied by an adult. So you can register by stopping into the library or calling us at 320-598-7938, extension 1.
Okay, good. And now what are we going to move into? What are the staff reading? Are we doing that yet?
Well, we're going to sneak in first an electronic resource because we love those, and there's so many of them. So a wealth of resources are available to Minnesotans through ELM. Have you ever heard of ELM, Paul?
No, I haven't.
Okay. So that stands for Electronic Library of Minnesota. It's got a huge number of catalogs on it. You can look from everything, you know, from magazines, research topics, everything is on there. And the one we're going to talk about today is a great one for parents, kids, and teachers, and it's called Britannica School. Britannica School gives teachers and students at all levels access to 4 encyclopedias that ensure consistency with classroom topics and age-appropriate content. So to access Britannica School, go to elm4u.org. That's elm, the number 4, U-Y-O-U.org. Click on Databases A to Z and select Britannica School from the drop-down menu.
Okay. Sounds easy enough.
Yep. Very easy to find and navigate. And once you get on there, you can choose by what level of school you're looking for.
Okay,
so it's
cool.
very easy to find things on. So yes, now it is time for book recommendation.
This is what I've been waiting for.
Yes. So we'll start with Deb, and she is reading The Girl with 7 Names, a North Korean defector's story. As a child growing up in North Korea, Hyun So Lee was one of millions trapped by a secretive and brutal communist regime. Her home on the border with China gave her some exposure to the world beyond the confines of the Hermit Kingdom, and as the famine of the 1990s struck, she began to wonder, question, and to realize that she had been brainwashed her entire life. Given the repression, poverty, and starvation she witnessed, surely her country could not be, as she had been told, the best on the planet. Age 17, she decided to escape North Korea. She could not have imagined that it would be 12 years before she was reunited with her family. So Alice is reading To Be Where You Are by Jan Karen, which is part of a very popular series by that author. After 12 years of wrestling with conflicts of retirement, Father Tim Kavanaugh realizes he doesn't need a steady job to prove himself. Then he's given one. As for what it proves, heaven only knows. Millions of fans will be thrilled that it's life as usual in the wildly popular Mitford series. A beloved town character lands a front page obituary, but who was it exactly? Who died? And what about the former mayor, born the year of Lindenberg landed in Paris, who's still running for office? All this, of course, is but a feather on the wind compared to Muse editor J.C. Hogan's desperate attempts to find a cure for his marital woes. Will it be high-def TV or his pork chop marinade?
Mm.
And Karen is reading Snowblind by P.J. Tracy. When the corpses of 3 police officers are discovered entombed in snowmen, Grace McBride and her team of crime-busting computer jocks at the Monkey Wrench firm are called in to assist. What they discover is a terrifying link among the victims that reaches beyond the badge and crosses the line between hard justice and stone-cold vengeance. And Kate is reading Hope Rising by Kim Meter. Kim Meter has seen horses go where no one else can tread, stepping through the minefield of a broken child's soul in a dance of trust that only God can understand. From a mistreated horse to an emotionally starved child and back again, a torrent of love washes away their barren places. Kim's ranch is a place where this miracle happens over and over again. It is a place where the impossible flourishes, where dreams survive the inferno of reality, a place where hope rises. And I didn't get a chance to look at that one too closely, but I believe that's actually a nonfiction book.
Okay,
so
good.
And then I have been reading The Road to Jonestown, Jim Jones and the People's Temple by Jeff Ginn. In the 1950s, a young Indianapolis minister named Jim Jones preached a curious blend of gospel and Marxism. His congregation was racially integrated, and he was a much lauded leader in the contemporary civil rights movement. In this riveting narrative, Jeff Ginn examines Jones's life from his extramarital affairs, drug use, and fraudulent faith healing, to the fraught decision to move almost 1,000 of his followers to a settlement in the jungles of Guyana in South America. Ginn provides stunning new details of the events leading to the fatal day in November 1978, when more than 900 people died, including almost 300 infants and children.
Yep, I remember that on the news back in the day. So
yeah, and it's been interesting to read a fresh perspective on it.
Right. Okay.
So those are all of our recommendations. And then just remind everybody that you can find us online by going to www.pioneerland.lib.mn.us and clicking on Member Libraries in the left-hand menu. Or you can find us on Facebook at Dawson Public Library MN, Canby Public Library MN, or Madison Public Library MN.
All right. Real good. Good job, Lydia. It's always fun to visit with you.
You too, Paul.
Hey, if you want to go online to KLQP FM and or the Madison Public Library website, you'll see Lydia. And we took a picture. And what's this about? Let's talk about that for a second.
They are book selfies. So
book selfies.
Yes, it's kind of a trend going around where you find a book that has a portrait, a face on it.
A close-up face on the book.
Yes,
okay.
And you take a selfie with that in place of your own face.
So you hold the book up in front of your face.
Yes, exactly, and take your photo. And we're going to try it. It's going to be funny.
That's awesome. I never heard that before. That's kind of a neat thing.
Mm-hmm.
All right, do I get to be, who do you got there?
I think you're going to be Goldie Hawn.
I'm going to be Goldie Hawn.
She's looking stylish.
I can be Goldie Hawn.
Yes.
All right.
So go online and look for that. It's going to be good.
All right. Thanks, Lydia.
Thank you, Paul.
Lydia Rebine for the Madison Public Library with another show for this week.